Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Derry Township Board of Supervisors meeting scheduled for Tuesday, May 9th, 2023. It's approximately 7:05 p.m. We're going to call this meeting order. Before moving on, I'd indicate that for the record, this board met in executive session beginning at 6 p.m. to discuss legal issues, and so we concluded at approximately 7 p.m. So we've now called the meeting order, put on the record our executive session, and I would ask all in the room to rise for the Pledge of Allegiance.
Pledge of Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Mr. Crispin, would you please conduct the roll call?
Certainly. Supervisor Zmuda?
Here.
Supervisor Corrado?
Here.
Supervisor Nutt?
Here.
Supervisor White?
Here.
And Supervisor Russo?
Here.
Five present, Mr. Chairman.
All right, thank you, Mr. Crispin. For beginning with the first item on the agenda, just a couple housekeeping announcements, or a primary housekeeping announcement. Although it's posted within the meeting room, I want to advise all persons attending this meeting that it is and has been the policy of the Township to tape record all public meetings for the purpose of providing accurate minutes. So as a reminder, if at any time during the meeting, coming to the podium to address an agenda item, we always need to know your first name and last name, and if necessary, spell your last name for the stenographer, and then if you're speaking during the public comment session, you're a resident, we also need your address, right? So public comment sessions are for residents. So with that, we're going to open up the first public comment session of the agenda. We typically allot about 3 minutes for anybody wishing to speak. If you get to the 3 minute mark, I'll gently nudge you to conclude. And the podium is available. All right. Seeing as no one is stepping up to the podium, we will close this portion of the visitor public comment session and move on to our consent calendar for this evening. There are four items under our consent calendar. Item A is the adoption of the Board of Supervisor meeting minutes for our April 25th regular meeting and the April 26th public hearing. B is the release of a financial security provided for the stormwater management plan for Hershey Car Barn. C is the release of financial security provided for the stormwater management plan for the Hershey Park Camping Resort. And D is the approval of the May 9th, 2023 accounts payable and payroll. So we can take all four items at one time or all items separately or all together. That's the pleasure of the board.
I'll make a motion that we accept items A through D on the consent calendar.
All right, motion made by Mr. Wyckoff to accept items A, B, C, and D on the consent calendar. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Motion is seconded by Mr. Zmuda. Is there any discussion? All right, hearing none, all those in favor of approving the motion, please vote aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Hearing none, the ayes have it. The motion is passed unanimously. The next item on the agenda falls under new business, and it's A. It's the request for authorization to execute a proposal with Newmark Valuation and Advisory for appraisal services for 10 West Chocolate Avenue, parcel 24-016-2022. Mr. Crispin.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The administration this evening is seeking board approval to execute the proposal that's in your packet tonight for appraisal services to determine the value of the property located at 10 West Chocolate Avenue. As noted, it was parcel ID 24016022. Since the board is moving forward with the Veterans Memorial Project within Chocolate Town Park, our original idea of having it on that parcel across the street, that necessity has now kind of diminished itself. So that the township's in a position now, if we were to sell that property, we would need an appraisal to do so. It would be required under the Pennsylvania Second Class Township Code. And so that is why this proposal is before before you this evening. The total cost of the appraisal, inclusive of all expenses, is $2,000.
Right, very good. Any questions for Mr. Crisman? If not, is there a motion?
I'll make a motion, Mr. Chair.
Motion made by Mr. Zamuda. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Motion seconded by Mrs. Nutt. All those in favor approving authorizing the township manager to execute the proposal from Newman Valuation and Advisory, please vote aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Hearing none, the ayes have it. The motion passes. Thank you. The next item is B. It's the request for authorization to execute a proposal with HRG for engineering services associated with the proposed improvements to Chocolate Town Park. Mr. Crisman.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. As our board's aware, back on April 11th, we did provide an update on the Veterans Court of Honor project and the Courtyard of Honor projects that were being presented as conceptual plans that included the redesign of Chocolate Town Park to house both of those memorials. Before the board this evening is a proposal from the Township Engineers Office, HRG Incorporated, to provide the full suite of engineering services for the project, which would include but not be limited to all engineering, stormwater management, design, bid package preparation, and all permitting required for the project. The proposed cost of the proposal is $131,000, and board authorization would be needed this evening to execute that proposal. Again, this is something that, you know, we were confident as an administration, we're confident about the Township Engineers Office move forward and help and get the formal plan package together and all of the applications submitted for the outside agencies. So if you have any questions, I'm happy to try to answer these.
Mr. Crisman, I do have a question. So these expenses and the expenses that we discussed a few meetings back, they don't necessarily end up falling to the taxpayer because the nonprofit that's been coming in talking about doing the these expenses would also be eligible to be paid through that nonprofit, correct?
Yes, I believe that the executive director of the nonprofit did note that funding wouldn't be available as they're raising funds to help offset some of these costs. It may not be 100%, but yes.
Thank you.
Any other questions for Mr. Crisman on this item? If not, could we have a motion?
I'll make a motion, Mr. Chair. The township manager that the board approves of the proposal for engineering services prepared by HRG dated May 4th, 2023.
Very good. Motion made by Mr. Zamuda. Is there a second?
Second.
Motion is seconded by Mr. Corrado. Any further discussion? Any other questions? Hearing none, all those in favor of approval of the motion, please vote aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Hearing none, the ayes have it. The motion passes unanimously. Thank you. The next item is item C. It's the request to close Java Avenue between East Arriba Avenue and East Caracas Avenue for Javapalooza 2023. And this is for Chief Warner.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. A request was received from Dave Weaver asking for permission to hold a block party on Java Avenue. The event is called Javapalooza, and Weaver has requested Java Avenue between East Arriba Avenue and East Caracas Avenue to be closed to traffic. The festivities will include live bands, food trucks, and activities for adults and children. The date of the block party is scheduled for Saturday, June 24th, 2023. From 12 p.m. to 10 p.m. Normally, block parties are evaluated by the police department and, if deemed acceptable, are approved by the department director. But due to the larger nature of this block party and the community being invited to it, we thought it appropriate to bring it before this board for approval. This has become an annual event, and no issues have been reported or observed at this event. We utilize an on-duty community service officer to monitor vehicular traffic, especially along Homestead, and try to get pedestrians across that roadway to the event just to make sure everything's safe. The food trucks at the event are applying for permits through the police department, and we'll put in a request for barricades through Public Works. Those barricades will be put up by the event organizers and then taken down afterwards. We usually have an on-duty officer stop by, make sure everything's okay with the event, and just do some PR, community service work.
Thank you,
Chief. Dave Weaver is here.
Dave is here.
In case you have any questions for him.
Any questions first from the board for the chief on this? I don't think anybody have a question for Mr. Weaver. There you have it. No questions for either of you. Is there a motion?
I'll offer a motion that the request to close Java Avenue from East Arriba Avenue to East Caracas Avenue on June 24th, 2023 from 12 p.m. to 10 p.m. for Javapalooza 2023 is hereby approved.
I'll second.
Motion made by Mrs. Nutt. Motion is seconded by Mr. Zabuda. Any further questions or discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor of approving the motion, please vote aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Hearing none, the ayes have it. The motion passes unanimously. Thank you.
Thank you.
The next item on the agenda is D. It's the preliminary final land development plan for U-Haul Moving and Storage, Hershey, Plat 1370. Mr. Hammer.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This plat proposes the redevelopment. Excuse me. You know, I still have this from when I wasn't here the other week. Just in the throat. Proposes the redevelopment of 1000 Old West Chocolate Avenue, the existing 13,873 square foot building, and all surface features of the 1.7912 acre tract will be demolished so that a new building with a 29,152 square foot footprint can be constructed. The lot area at the end of the land development here will total 1.5662 acres. The land is within our industrial zoning district. The applicant proposes to construct a four-story, 112,404 square foot climate-controlled building containing 1,013 rental storage units with 1,313 square foot of accessory retail space for the sale of moving supplies. There were two traffic assessment reports submitted with this application. The first report was based on the ITE standards, and it showed that there'd be an average weekday trips of 188, with 17 occurring in the AM peak hour and 20 occurring in the PM peak hour. The second method was data collected from AmeriCo for similar U-Haul facilities. They estimated 43 total daily trips, with 7 occurring in the AM peak hour and 11 in the PM peak hour. However, the traffic impact assessment was based on the more conservative ITE results. The traffic assessment notes that the driveways will all be considered low volume, with stop controls, there's adequate sight distance. The driveways will operate at a level of service B for the 2023 opening year through the 2027 build year. Old West Chocolate Avenue operates at level service A and is anticipated to do so through the 2027 build year. No auxiliary turn lanes are warranted on Old West Chocolate Avenue. The second study by AmeriCo was really done to support the parking that they're proposing. By ordinance, this storage facility would be required to put in one parking space for each 5 self-storage units for a total of 210 parking spaces. I can tell you when the ordinance was written, a multi-story facility was not envisioned, this type of facility. Through their evaluation of their existing facilities, they believe that only 8 parking spaces would be required for the storage portion of the project. Our zoning ordinance allows the zoning officer to, based on credible evidence, make a variation of the ordinance requirement for parking. What I did in doing that is I took a look at a few other areas from resource information that I have. Jupiter, Florida would require 7 parking spaces for the retail storage, which is consistent through all 4 of these that I looked at, the 7 parking spaces. And they would require, for the retail purposes, plus 11 for storage. The Lenexa, Kansas would require, again, the 7 parking spaces and 14 for the storage. Santa Clarita, California would require the 7 plus 59 for the storage. And Cranberry Township, Pennsylvania would require the 7 plus 14 for the storage. Each of these in the order that I read them would have required a total of 18, 21, 66, or 20. I believe that based on the information that they've provided along with some of the reference material that I looked at, the 20 parking spaces are adequate to serve this facility. There's also a requirement for loading and unloading spaces. In this case, 6 spaces would be required. The plan shows 4 spaces inside the building and a large loading and unloading area along the front. Meeting that ordinance requirement, stormwater will be controlled on site through the surface conveyance of an underground to an underground infiltration facility. This plan has asked for some waivers of the subdivision and land development ordinance, the first being showing physical features and contours within 200 feet of the site. They have met the obligation of showing it within 50 feet of the site. Here with this site being against 2 commercially developed properties and also being flanked by the railroad and Old West Chocolate Avenue, I think it's a reasonable waiver, and so did the Planning Commission. They request a waiver from showing utility profiles of existing unaffected utilities, and the Planning Commission and staff both recommended that that waiver be granted. They've asked for a waiver of right-of-way dedication. And on the plan that I've shown on the screen now, we have a variety of right-of-ways that have been dedicated along this section of Old West Chocolate Avenue. By ordinance requirements, they'd be required to dedicate 32.5 feet from the center line. In this case, in the area that the property is, which is in this area, it makes sense that they'd be dedicating 30 feet from their center line to be consistent with the other properties. They've asked for a waiver regarding sidewalk installation along the south side of Old West Chocolate Avenue, offering the fee in lieu of the installation of the sidewalk. In this case, Planning Commission and staff are recommending that that waiver be granted, conditioned upon the fee being paid. The board's aware that we're kind of extending a sidewalk system on the northern side that was built as part of Select Medical, a combined use trail, and then extended in front of the chocolate plant. It seems reasonable in this area to have sidewalk on one side of the road and promote it there. So, we are recommending approval of Plat 1370, conditioned upon a few items being addressed. Of course, the applicant reimburses the township for all costs incurred in reviewing the plan by June 23rd of 2023, and that the following 10 items occur by November 9th, 2023, that the applicant provide financial security to guarantee the completion of proposed improvements, and the applicant agrees to and executes the development and financial security agreement, that the applicant revises sheet LD1 of the plan, removing the Planning Commission action date information from the list of requested waivers, that the applicant revise sheet LD9 to provide full cutoff lighting, that the applicant comply with or otherwise satisfy the comments in the Township Engineer's review letter dated May 2nd, 2023, that the applicant provide the required calculation for the fee in lieu of sidewalk for the waiver, that the applicant pay that fee, that the applicant submit a CD or DXF of the AutoCAD file, the final plan, once completely amended, that the applicant provide 2 originals of the signed and notarized development and financial security agreement, that they agree to execute and have notarized 2 originals of the stormwater operation and maintenance agreement, and that the applicant agree to and execute a declaration, referencing the stormwater operation and maintenance agreement and access easement. And then the following items also happen. The applicant shall comply with all the conditions and requirements set forth for the March 15th, 2023 zoning hearing board decision. That was a decision that allowed the applicant to park within the setbacks of this property, excuse me, which are 40 feet wide. That the applicant comply with all outside agency requirements, including but not limited to PennDOT, DEP, FAA, EPA. Had the applicant record the plan subsequent to satisfying all the conditions set forth in the letter. That the applicant record the development and financial security agreement or a memorandum concurrently with the plan. That the applicant record the stormwater operation maintenance agreement and access easement concurrently with the plan. And that the applicant record the property declaration referencing stormwater operation maintenance agreement and access easement concurrently with the plan. I'm also recommending that the waivers be granted as outlined in the explanation section of this agenda item. And I just one more thing to show you that the applicant did send to us today, which are some renderings of what the building will look like. Pending approval of the signage, of course. That concludes my report. The applicant is here if there's questions.
Who would like to represent the applicant?
My name is Mike Zemba.
Can you push the button? Thank you.
Better?
Yes.
Mike Zemba, Z-E-M-B-A. I'm an area district vice president with U-Haul. Been with U-Haul company now for 33 years. And I'm an area district vice president. Take care of West Virginia, Pennsylvania, parts of Maryland, and Kentucky. And this would be my project.
So I just have a couple questions, Mr. Zemba. So this facility, it appears that it's used primarily for storage and then a small retail space for supplies, moving to boxes, moving supplies. It's described as moving supply. But that's only 1,300 square feet.
Correct.
But the rest of this would be storage unit. Do you anticipate doing like U-Haul rentals like for trucks from this facility?
No, not at this one. And one of the reasons being is the site's relatively small. We've been doing our studies and research in this area for quite some time, and we felt that we're very underserved in the community with self-storage in this component. So as Mr. Emmerich pointed out, this will be a little over 1,000 units. And the retail component is for boxes and moving supplies. Storage and moving go hand in hand, so a lot of our customers like to purchase boxes and things of that nature as they're storing. This facility is going to have four drive-in load and unload bays as well. That's in the front along West Chocolate. So you'll be able to pull into a secure facility, unload your items. We'll provide two self-service elevators. And the security actually to get in and out of the building is you'll have a fob and a code. Each room will be individually marked as well. So
I don't know. I'm curious. I'm looking at the different waivers and the recommendations, and I guess it might be its recommendation 33 and 34 that deal with a bicycle rack there, and I'm assuming that, I mean, I can tell that it's part of our zoning ordinance, but is that causing you hardship? I mean, does that make sense to have a bike, that we should put in a bike rack there? Do you expect to have bicycle traffic to your facility?
I would not disagree with that recommendation. One of the reasons being is we're here to accommodate all personnel. We do have, typically when a person stores with us, they're going to be there for 10 to 12 months, and it becomes like a home away from home, if you will. So however someone would get to the facility, whether it's public transportation or if they just want to go on a bike, I mean, we're going to have that beautiful sidewalk across the highway from us, so we're fine with that.
Okay. I'm good with it. If you're good with it, I just wanted to double check.
Sure.
Going through it. Any other questions for Mr. Zemba?
Hi.
Hi.
I was looking through the notes for the Planning Commission. I have a very similar question. They asked about hours, but you just noted about a key fob. Are there hours of operation when folks that are storing in a storage unit that they have to go in there, or can they get in there at any point in time?
It's a good question. Our retail component will be open 7 days a week, seven to seven, Monday through Thursday, including Saturday. We'll be there 7 to 8 on Fridays and 9 to 5 on Sunday. Our access hours for storage are from 5 a.m. till 10 p.m. So that accommodates most people that actually have a busy lifestyle. And again, a lot of folks will use our items for a home away from home. They stop by whenever it works for you to pick up an item for the holidays. But anybody who has access to the room is specifically by your fob and code for access. As an example, if you have a room on the fourth floor, that's the only access level you have within an elevator. If you have a room on the first floor, you can't even use the elevator to get anywhere. So in order for you to get in through the building, hopefully it answers your question, you have to have an electronic code that only you have.
Okay, that answers the question about how so people can go in there at midnight or 2 a.m.?
No. 5 a.m. to 10 p.m.
Okay, yeah. That was my question. Thank you.
You got it.
Any other questions for the applicant?
What was the relief deductions on here?
That was for parking in the setbacks. So this lot has 40-foot setbacks around it. This building just about fills that envelope. The other building that was there is evidence of, so this is the footprint of the building that's there today. There is evidence of parking in the setbacks. Although these spaces weren't really lined until recently. But it was related to parking and setbacks. When we look at their plan now, their parking within the front setbacks, their parking within the side setback, because it pretty much comes up against the building, and parking in the rear setback. But again, when you look at the area, I think this is one of the reasons why the zoning board granted this. When you look at the area, there's parking in the setbacks throughout this zone. It's an industrial zone, which would typically have 40-foot setbacks, but most of what's there being used industrial predated zone. As the original building on this lot. Let me get survey just plug. I also had this that kind of shows the existing, you know, the storage units that are there, the more traditional single stories. Their site, this is their site, the adjacent site is pretty much paved to the limits. So it's not really out of character with the neighborhood.
Any other questions?
I got a quick comment question. When you use the term home away from home, that kind of got me to thinking, you're not going to have people staying in these places, are you?
No, very good question. Build upon my example. Typically, when you're moving, you're either buying a home, you're renting an apartment, business, small business owner, and whatnot. So it's an extension of their existing living situation, which means they just need extra space to store items that they don't need all the time.
No, I understand that part, but you were talking about bicycles and a nice path and everything. Would people use this as a short-term shelter?
No. As a matter of fact,
I know it's not permitted.
Correct. And
but.
Yeah, we have some pretty extensive regulations to actually rent a storage room from us, and you have to meet those requirements. And typically, we spell out that it's not a residential use.
So no laundry facilities?
No laundry facilities, nothing. Okay.
All right, thank you.
Sure. All right, are there any other questions? If not, there are two suggested motions for this project. Do we have a motion? I'll go.
I'll offer the first motion that the waivers are granted from the subdivision and land development ordinance as noted in the explanation section that Mr. Armour went through for the preliminary final land development plan for the home moving and storage on Hershey plat number 1370.
All right, motion made by Mrs. Nutt. Is there a second?
I'll second that.
Motion is second by Mr. Sabuda. Are there any further questions on this project or motion? Hearing none, all those in favor of approving the motion, please vote aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Hearing none, the ayes have it. Motion passes unanimously. There is a suggested second motion. Who would like to make that motion?
I'll offer that, that the preliminary final land development plan for U-Haul Moving and Storage at Hershey, plat 1370, is approved subject to compliance with items number 17 in Mr. Amrit's section of this agenda item.
Right, very good. Motion is made by Mrs. Nutt. Is there a second?
Second.
Motion seconded by Mr. Garrido. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor of approving the motion, please vote aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Any opposed? Hearing none, the ayes have it unanimously. The motion is approved.
Thank you.
Take us to the next item on the agenda, which is E. It's the consideration of time extension for the conditional approval of the preliminary land development and stormwater management site plan for Hershey Square proposed out parcel development, plot 1353. Mr. Hammer.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The Board of Supervisors approved the preliminary plan of plat 1353 on December 6, 2022, conditioned upon several items being addressed by the applicant no later than June 6 of 2023. To date, five of the conditions have been satisfactorily addressed, however, there are still outstanding items. By way of its engineer, the applicant has requested an extension of time until August 31st of 2023 to address the outstanding conditions.
Questions for Mr. Emmerich on this item? Not. Do we have a motion? I'll go ahead and move that we approve the preliminary land development and stormwater management site plan for Hershey Square proposed. The approval of the preliminary land development and stormwater management site plan for the Hershey Square proposed out parcel development, plot 1353. Is extended to August 31st, 2023, subject to compliance with items 1 through 9 in the Department of Recommendation section of this agenda item.
Yeah, I would just add to that motion if the board wanted to entertain incorporating the conditions of the December 20th, 2022 preliminary plan approval to the extent that they're not already included in the agenda item, as well as incorporating next agenda item for the meeting tonight, incorporating the requirement for the condition that the applicant proceed with the appropriate traffic improvements associated with the traffic impact study in a manner consistent in accordance with or in a manner and form acceptable to the township.
Do we need to remake the motion?
How about I withdraw my motion and then if I want to remake it?
It would be a motion to grant the requested extension of time, the applicant subject to and conditional on the applicant complying with the conditions of the December 20th, 2022 approval letter, including proceeding with the traffic improvements associated with the traffic impact study in a manner and form acceptable to the township. Chuck, your agenda item included the conditions in December 20th, 2020.
They did, updating the dates. So my items 1 through 9 brought forward unaddressed items, updating the time when they needed to be addressed to August 31st.
I see the applicant in the audience. You may have some questions or comments.
Good evening. Charlie Sir from Stevens Link. I'm not quite sure what that other part was. This is what I thought was a very simple request. We were just going to extend those dates on very specific items in the approval to August 31st and not touch anything else on that first request. Because that those items that was listed in there, it was 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, and 12, all have dates of a standard 6 months. submission, primarily a plan of details coming in there. We haven't met that because, well, we don't think we'll meet that because we've been working on the traffic issue going in here. So this, the request we have is very simple. We'd like to keep that clean and just extend those time periods out the 31st. The second item that's on the agenda has to do with the traffic improvements, which we've been talking very through with that. I will say we don't have a traffic engineer here tonight. We just got Eric's review letter yesterday. We're looking at that. We'd rather not have any real discussion on that or asking for anything until we can digest the comments and then come back on that aspect going forward with that. So really the request is just for a clean extension of those dates listed in the approval letter, which are those items listed in the letter. That should do it.
What I suggested was incorporating the December 2022 approval was to ensure that we didn't miss any of those conditions of approval with the extension.
Well, you could, reaffirm that approval. I mean, that approval is what it is.
Right. And that's, that, in essence, but that's what these extensions are. The only additional condition, additional clarification on the condition was the traffic improvements that I believe the applicant is agreeable to move it forward with. It's just a matter of finalizing that HOP application and the actual design of those traffic improvements associated with that.
Right.
Which is part of the plan.
We're having those discussions about that. The township has not yet agreed to be the HOP applicant yet. We're going through those processes. I'd like to keep that separate and apart from this extension that we have right now. And I'd like to address that at the next time we're here. We can talk about the traffic aspect. The request is very straightforward.
So
let's extend those 6 days.
So you're not, there is another agenda.
Correct.
Are you saying that you want the board to table the next agenda item with respect to the HOP application? Is that what I'm hearing?
Yes. We don't have a traffic engineer. We got the review letter yesterday. So we're not prepared to really offer any response to that. Unless the board is going to agree to be the HOP applicant, which is based on the conversations, I didn't think they would based upon the review letter that came out. So the idea was that we wouldn't have any substantive discussion on the plan.
When is it
done? June 6th.
So the time extension is on the preliminary plan. They still have an active final plan that I believe the traffic report is more aptly tied to their final plan. So the preliminary plan expires on the 6th. So I guess we would have one more meeting, May 23rd, to extend it. Bearing in mind that we try to bring plan extensions to the board a meeting before they're down to the last meeting for fear of not having a quorum or a storm or something that would lead to a deemed approved plan. So typically these type of extensions are, there is a meeting yet that it could be ruled on, we try and stay away from.
I'm okay with it. But Chuck, the time on those conditions of the plan, they're not due on June 6th, right?
That's correct. We don't have our next Board of Supervisors meeting is May 23rd. So the extension would have to happen then because we don't have another meeting before June 6th.
Well, no, that's what I'm saying. I mean, if we're going to just wait, I guess, and table to vote for the same meeting.
We'll probably just submit the stuff. I mean, we can't do that. I mean, it's just made sense. I didn't realize this would be complicated. We're just looking for that. But ultimately, it's up to you. We're looking for a clean vote just to extend those dates out to August 31st on those very specific items, not touch anything else related to the preliminary plan approval. That's really for the board to decide how they're going to vote on that request.
So the original motion, I do have a question, Mr. Sir. The applicant is still planning on proposing, if they haven't already, revised plans with those traffic improvements that were the recommendation of that traffic impact study, correct?
Well, revised plans have already been submitted.
With those traffic improvements depicted on that plan?
Sure. Yeah. Those plans he's written have already been submitted.
Conceptually?
Yeah, the conceptual plans.
For HRG to review and potentially provide comments and revisions there?
Correct. That's the separate part.
Okay. I don't necessarily have a significant issue. I wanted to stick with the original motion from Chuck's agenda item specific to those conditions. So there is a motion on the floor. There's a lot of discussion.
Let me ask you, I made a motion, which is a suggested motion. Do you think that we need to, I didn't formally withdraw it, so it's still, the motion still stands. Do you think that we need to add language to that motion for any reason?
No, given the representations of the applicants here, I'm okay with the original motion of the board, which is very specific to the items that got cut in the request.
Correct. So, the motion's been made. Does anybody, if you remember my motion, I'm not going to repeat it. My motion I made. Is that the approval of the preliminary land development and stormwater management site plan for Hershey Square proposed out parcel development plat 1353 is extended to August 31st, 2023, subject to the compliance with items 1 through 9 in the Department of Recommendations section of this agenda item. Is there a second to that motion?
I'll second.
All right, motion seconded by Mr. Zuma. Are there any questions or concerns or discussion at this time on that motion? What's being requested. If not, all those in favor of approving the motion, please vote aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? All right, hearing none, the ayes have it, the motion passes. Thank you, Mr. Sir.
Just for clarification, there was a reference to items number 1 through 9. Was that a staff review letter or something?
You'll receive a letter. It's the outstanding items. It's what you said. It's
just list those items in there.
Okay. It's 1, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, and 12 of the prior approval.
Right. Okay. That's fine.
With updated dates.
That's it. So then we request at the table, as I represented, that other further discussion on the plans the next item we take.
Will the applicant be coming to the next board meeting to address the HOP application request?
Yes.
So the table is for one meeting.
And again, it's the intent of the applicant to submit the HOP application or have the HOP traffic improvements submitted to the township by mid-May and the HOP application submitted sometime in early June. Is that still the time frame?
Yeah, I probably want you to just throw the dates.
Yes, very briefly. We are on target. We are targeting submission of a draft set of HOP plans to your township and township engineer for review. When I say draft, a traditional set of HOP plans, fully prepared, ready for their review, so that HRG can do a review of the plans, have comments to us by early June for us to address, so that by mid-June we are targeting to submit. We're targeting, hopefully, to submit by June 8th or June 15th in that ballpark. A lot will depend upon what comments HRG has when they get their comments back to us, allotting us 1 to 2 weeks to address their comments and have the plans ready then to submit to PennDOT by sometime mid-June. So, again, May 18th is our target date, whether it's the 18th or 19th, it's May 18th is our target date, allotting HRG roughly 2 weeks to review the plans, get comments back to us, then giving us 1 to 2 weeks to address any comments that HRG has to then submit that set of plans to PennDOT. Again, that's what we've been trying to work towards. That's why when we submitted the revised land development plans or the final plans, we included all the details that show what's part of the plan, allowing the further extraneous details really to show up on the HOP documents. So it shows the improvements, but the detail, the design really is further expanded upon the HOP document drawings.
Yeah, and that schedule was consistent, I think, what we've said over the last couple of years.
call the item up. So the next item on the agenda, you've been hearing some about it. Everyone in the audience has just gotten a delightful preview of it. So F is the preliminary final land development and stormwater management site plan for the Hershey Square proposed out parcel development by 1353. Applicant has requested that we table this to the next meeting. So in light of that request, do we have a motion?
I'll make a motion that this be tabled to the next meeting, May 23rd.
Motion made by Mr. Zmuda to table. Is there a second?
Second.
Seconded by Mr. Corrado. Any further discussion? All right, hearing none, all those in favor of tabling this item, please vote aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Hearing none, the ayes have it, and the motion is tabled.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. All right, the next item on the agenda is G, is consideration of time extension for conditional approval of the final land development and subdivision plan for Hershey West End, final phase J, plat 1361. Mr.
Emmer. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The Board of Supervisors approved plat 1361 on December 6, 2022, conditioned upon several items being addressed by the applicant no later than June 6, 2023. Today, none of the items have been addressed. The applicant, by way of their legal counsel, is requesting an extension of time until October 4th of 2023 to address the conditions of approval. There are 13 items that carry ahead from the original December 19th, 2022 approval with updated dates in conformance with the extension of the request. So it's the same conditions that the plan is approved under.
Right. Are there any questions for Mr. Emmerich on this request? All right, hearing none, is there a motion?
I'll offer a motion that the approval of the final development and subdivision plan for Hershey West End, final phase J, plat 1361, is extended to October 4th, 2023. Subject to compliance with items 1 through 13 in Mr. Emmerich's section of this agenda.
All right, motion made by Mrs. Nutt. Is there a second?
Second.
Seconded by Mr. Corrado. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor of approving the motion, please vote aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Hearing none, the ayes have it. Motion passes unanimously. The next item is H. It's the proposed zoning ordinance text amendment for dwellings for employees and students as a conditional use in the Hershey Mixed Use Zoning District. Mr. Emmerich.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This item is on the agenda seeking the board's direction for a proposed zoning ordinance amendment, text amendment, as requested by Moon Hershey School in concert with the Hershey Trust Company and Hershey Entertainment and Resorts. I believe you're familiar with the concept as forwarded to the Planning Commission, which they were forwarded to the Dauphin County and Derry Township Planning Commission on April 23rd. At their meeting on May 2nd, 2023, the Derry Township Planning Commission recommended the text amendment be adopted as currently written. Meeting minutes are attached to your agenda item. And also at their meeting on May 1st, 2023, the Dauphin County Planning Commission took action to support the text amendment as currently written, and their letter is also attached. We're looking for authorization to schedule and advertise a public hearing for the proposed text amendment, with the next available date being on June 13th with a 5:30 start.
All right.
The applicants are here.
The applicants are here. We've had significant discussion on this proposed zoning ordinance text amendment. So let me just ask, you've heard Mr. Emmerich's presentation, brief but essentially recap the activity that's occurred since the last time the applicants have come to this meeting requesting this zoning ordinance text amendment. Does anybody have any additional questions or concerns about anything relating to this text amendment at this time? All right, hearing none at this time, in light of the significant discussion we've had at least one, I believe it was more than one township public meeting on this issue, at this point, can we have a motion?
I'll make a motion.
That the Board of Supervisors authorizes the Township staff to schedule and advertise a public hearing for the proposed text amendment for June 13th, 2023 at 5:30 p.m.
Motion made by Mr. Grotto. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Motion seconded by Mr. Zabuda. Is there any further discussion? All right, hearing none, all those in favor of approving this motion, please vote aye.
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 Any opposed? Hearing none, the ayes have it. Mr. Emmerich, you're authorized to schedule and advertise that public hearing.
Excellent, thank you.
On following, though, that, Mr. Emmerich, we talked about, I think you were out sick at the last meeting, and we did talk about this, but I want to just make sure that we do expect the zoning amendments or the text amendments to the other zoning issues that we talked about, downtown, the village setbacks, some master plan changes. That will be coming at a meeting this month.
At the 23rd.
Okay. I just want to make sure that I like to make sure I say that on the record so that when people hear the audio from these meetings, they know that we're not, you know, we haven't forgotten that item. And I know you haven't, and Mr. Armstrong haven't, but I just want to make sure people know it will be on the upcoming agenda, which is perfect. Thank you. All right, the next item then on our agenda is I. It's the request to hold the 2023 Memorial Day ceremony at the future site of the court and courtyard of honor at the east end of Chocolate Town Square Park on Monday, May 29th, 2023, from 10:30 a.m. until approximately 11:30 a.m. Chief.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. In order to facilitate this event, a portion of State 22 West Chocolate Avenue and the first block of State Route 743 Federal Avenue will require closing. These requests to close State Roads must be approved by the Board of Supervisors. In order to facilitate safety for all the guests, attendees, and participants of the event at the east side of Chocolate Town Square Park, it will be necessary to limit motor vehicle traffic around the site of the event. It is proposed that State Route 743 from 422 to Caracas Avenue be closed, and the eastbound right straight through lane and right turn lane of State Route 422 from Linden Road to 743 of Cooper Avenue be closed off. The left straight through and left turn lane of State Route 422 on the eastbound side will remain open for that traffic. We propose this closure to take effect at 10 a.m. and remain in effect until the end of the event and clearing of pedestrians from the roadway, which we estimate will be around 11:45 a.m. to 12:15 p.m. We'll have a few traffic control points that will be staffed by police department personnel. We may be able to adjust some schedules to kind of reduce some of the costs to the budget for that. There's other posts that may require some other time to complete that. That's all I have for that.
Are there any questions from the chief on this? I'll go ahead and make a motion that we hold the 2023 Memorial Day ceremony on the site of the future court, Courtyard of Honor, on the east side of Chocolate Town, on Monday, May 29th, 2023, at 10:30 a.m., along with the associated road closures, be hereby approved. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Motion seconded by Mrs. Nutt. Any questions or discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor of approving the motion, please vote aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Hearing none, the ayes have it. Motion passes unanimously. Thank you, Chief.
Thank you.
The last item of new business under the agenda is the J. It's the acceptance of financial security for the stormwater management plan for 1676 Sand Hill Road, S-2023-003. Mr. Emmerich.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This plan was submitted to detail the design of stormwater management facilities to offset previously installed impervious coverage at 1676 Sand Hill Road. The applicant and property owner is Justin C. Newcomb. HRG reviewed the cost estimate prepared by the applicant's engineer and recommended that financial security in the amount of
$959 is to be provided. The applicant has provided the security in the form of cash and has entered into the township standard agreement to provide financial security to guarantee completion of improvements required by a stormwater management site plan. I'm recommending that the Board of Supervisors accept the fact that cash financial security and enters into the agreement with Justin C. Newcomb.
All right. Questions for Chuck on this item? If not, is there a motion?
I'll offer a motion that the Board of Supervisors accepts the cash financial security in the amount of $12,959 and enters into the agreement to provide financial security between Mr. Newcomb and the Township for Stormwater Management Plan for 1676 Sand Hill Road, S-2023-003.
Motion made by Mrs. Nutt. Is there a second to the motion?
Second.
Motion seconded by Mr. Corrado. Are there any questions or is there any further discussion? All right, hearing none, all those in favor of approving the motion, please vote aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Hearing none, the ayes have it, and the motion passes unanimously. Thank you. That concludes new business. The next item is supervisor. That was like perfectly timed, the coffee.
Oh.
It was like in stereo. I know the allergies are bad right now, so I feel bad. I also suffer from them, so I understand. Mr. Zimuda, Supervisor Gore.
I have nothing since the last board meeting, sir.
Okay, Mr. Corrado.
The same, nothing to report.
Mrs. Nutt?
No report this evening.
Mr. Whitehoff?
I have no report this evening.
Okay. I also have no report. I haven't met her. I look sheepishly at Allison. I haven't met yet. All right, then. That'll bring us to departmental reports. The first is the Chief of the Police Department.
I'll keep this going. I have nothing further to add.
All right. Thank you very much, Chief. Mr. Sassaman, Fire Department.
Osborne Department, just a little bit, real quick. 93 calls for the month. Additionally, we've been working in the 500 block of West Chocolate Avenue with the five houses that are being ready for demolished over the past month, and they've been a valuable asset for firefighter training. So we thank them for allowing us into those homes. That's all I have for this evening.
Thank you, Dave. Public Works, Mr. Clark.
All right.
I am sorry, Mr. Piccolo. I didn't the whole time you've been sitting there. I apologize.
Yes, not a problem.
It's great to have you here.
I have nothing to report other than something interesting happened. Last week, the Department of Ag surprised visited us at Public Works with a surprise inspection, since we're spotted lanternfly permit holder, with their spotted lanternfly sniffing dog. Yeah, so it was pretty cool, actually. Sniffed all the... Part of the requirements are that we check the vehicles for egg masses, all that kind of stuff. You guys know that. So, sniffed around the whole building, all the vehicles, the buses, found nothing. So we passed with flying colors.
That's excellent.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
It's going to go on your... You can put that on your resume.
Yeah.
Mr. Piccolo, I just want to thank you and Mr. Clark because you guys have been on top of those issues that we're having on Bolton Hill Road with those potholes. I know Mr. Clark has made repeated attempts to get in touch with PennDOT to get those potholes fixed, so thank you to both of you two for staying on top of those because those potholes are terrible. And yep. I know he's reached out a number of times to get those fixed. So thank you.
And we get, you're welcome. And we've checked them daily.
They're terrible.
And we've had a couple calls too, from residents. So, yeah, so we'll move on.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. Nothing else, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Mr. Brickman. Library?
Can't top that, no report.
You just did top that. All right, Township Engineer, Mr. Stump.
We're flying along here. Unfortunately, I'm in the rail. a few meetings ago, Chairman Bruce, you had asked that we put together kind of a summary of some of the things that we've been doing from a transportation standpoint, both as part of the program management committee or group that meets every month, as well as some other major larger projects we've been working on at HRG. So look back maybe 5 years or so, we see here on this screen different areas in the township, color-coded to some extent. What's in orange is stuff that's already been done. Stuff that's in blue is areas that we have a project in process, and then in areas in green, or I'm sorry, in green is in process, and then blue, either we just secured funding or are seeking funding for a future project. And just to go through the Greater Hershey Regional Transportation Study was undertaken, that was completed, I believe in 2020. I know some of the improvements, some of the larger scale improvements, had some public concern with the property impacts and change in character along some of the roadways, but there's a lot of improvements identified in there that staff is using regularly when different grant opportunities arise. Going through the list and then seeing which projects do make sense, you know, for the point in time. So that was no kind of township rock wide. Of course, the Park Boulevard relocation, that's about 5 years ago now. Again, that was kind of our limit. I won't go too much in detail. I think you know what was done there, new signal, the roadway relocation, and the change to the downtown circulation and multimodal facility there. Hershey Park Drive and Walden Avenue, May Street, the addition of the second left turn lane along Walden Avenue, as well as the sidewalk that connected between the Hershey Square and the developments along May Street to the development along Walden Avenue. Lots of pedestrians walking through there prior to this project that were walking in the road to push back the guide rail out of the sidewalk and made that connection. Of course, the 422 streetscape project, the decorative crosswalks, the reconstruction of the traffic signals and the other associated improvements, really from west of Orchard all the way out, including the treatments of Para out close to Mansion. That was kind of step one of a larger streetscape plan. And then the 322 Hockersville-Fishburne intersection installed right turn lanes along 322 in both directions, as well as a shared use path. I think that's gone a long way to easing the congestion at that intersection. I think the backups that I personally have seen in the past, I don't see them anymore. I think that there's still, it still doesn't work great, but it's certainly much improved from what it was previously. And again, that was kind of step one of a potential larger scale improvements that may or may not be needed someday. But that was kind of the initial low hanging fruit, if you will, to add those right turn lanes. Event traffic management was one of the big topics that we talk about every month in our program management meetings. There had been concern and issues with traffic coming to Hershey during especially the bigger events, using Ridge Road to come in. If they're coming from the south, coming up 743, instead of going up through the square, they're cutting down Ridge Road past through a residential neighborhood. Concerned with speeding and just the volume of traffic going through the neighborhood. Worked with HENR and the police department to vet different options. Ultimately, I think we found a solution that's been working. It was successful last year, and so far this year for our larger events, we've been closing the entrance off of Park Boulevard into the Hershey Park parking lot. We've been coordinating, the police department has been coordinating with Waze and Google Maps to make sure they know that's you're not allowed to make that left, that's going to be closed during these events, and therefore they're rerouting them and keeping them off of Ridge and up 743 to Hershey Park Drive, which is really where we want our event traffic coming into the township. Not shown on here, but recently also had concern about the Hershey Theater, and when that lets out, it shut down in Caracas and Java, and again, HNR implemented some measures to address that, and it's something we're continually looking at, and again, if there's issues that arise, that's what we're dealing with each month or discussing and seeing if we need to make tweaks to what we've done at this point. But I think so far the results last year and so far this year have been very positive. Waltonville Road, this is something that they've come out of the Greater Hershey Study. There's a small piece of sidewalk that is missing. I think Supervisor Knight kind of took the lead on pushing that piece forward. It's only a couple hundred feet of sidewalk, but it's a missing gap where people are walking along Waltonville Road. There's some coordination with the property owners that township undertook to get approval to install this sidewalk, and believe that that's to be installed later this summer. Church Road, and I have that in green. There's been concern. Police chief discussed this at there was last meeting and meeting before. Some of the concerns and some of the steps that were taken. Did a great job doing that, so I won't get into too much detail. But we worked with them to develop some signing and pavement markings that could be installed. That resulted in a decrease of speeds of 4 to 5 miles an hour along Church Road. It's still higher than maybe we'd like, but the speed limit that's there, maybe at 25 miles an hour, it's difficult to get people driving that speed given the characteristics of the road. I think we're continuing to monitor that and look at some maybe other longer term options as well. And the rectangular rapid flashing beacons, the flashing devices at our crosswalks. We had one installed at 422 and Valley. We have two more that are currently under design, or one is under design, one that should be constructed soon at Cocoa and Brook. Should be installed sometime this summer. And going through the permit process right now is down at Fishburne and Hartley. That's likely later this year or early 2024 for installation. And then same treatments, those flashing beacons also planned at three additional locations, Route 422 in Orchard, which is west, kind of the western entrance of town, Route 422 in Parra, which is kind of the eastern side, and then Route talked about one at Cocoa and Brook, also one at Cocoa and Ridge, which is another block away. And all of those lights are pedestrian actuated, so they would flash only when a pedestrian is actually using it. It's not something that's going to flash all the time. Those we have secured funding for. We have not begun the design process. That was just recently that we've been awarded funding. That's through two different grant programs, both through the Commonwealth Financing Authority, multimodal funding, and then the local share account statewide funding. In addition to those flashing devices at the crosswalks, we're looking to incorporate bulb outs at the gateway points to the downtown. And 422 in Valley, there will be a raised curb bulb out. It shortens the crossing distance for pedestrians as well as makes the roadway feel a little narrower and help get the speeds down as motors come into the downtown, which is posted at 25, generally 35, outside of the downtown. 422 in Orchard, we're planning just flush decorative bulb outs at that location. That was initially planned with the original streetscape pilot project and then wound up being taken out due to budgetary constraints at that time. And then raised bulb outs also along Cocoa Avenue and Ridge Avenue. All of those bulb outs are planned and funded with the two grant awards that were received within the last few months. That was a total of $1 million, $500,000 from each grant program, so a total of $1 million for those programs. And then the intent here was kind of hitting the gateways into the downtown, you know, from the east, from the west, or from the south as traffic's coming into the downtown, making it clear that the roadway character is changing, there's more pedestrian activity, trying to get speeds down and driver awareness increased. And then out at 422 in Mansion. We completed a safety evaluation and identified some improvements for immediate implementation, which have already been done by Public Works. Installed a crosswalk and made some signing modifications there. And then as part of the same grant application, we included some modifications at the intersection of 422 and Homestead to eliminate the second eastbound through lane that right now kind of tapers together just prior to Mansion. We'd like to convert that through lane into a right turn lane onto Homestead Road. As part of that, there's a traffic evaluation that needs to be done that needs to go through PennDOT and make sure that they're in agreement that the traffic can support that kind of road diet by eliminating that lane sooner. So that'll be one of the first steps that we do when we start that project. That's the intent there is to get that merge point not occurring as we go through Parrot and Mansion where there's other conflicts and have that end as a right turn lane onto Homestead. Of course, Chopptown Park, Courtyard of Honor, that was just authorized tonight to move forward with plans for that. There's somewhat of a transportation element there in the way of sidewalks and the connectivity there. And then Hoppersville and Arriba, at this point, this is just a grant application that we're preparing. The TISIP funding, TSIP funding, is currently open. We're preparing a grant application to lower the vertical curve along Hoppersville, just north of Arriba, to improve sight lines there. There's a pedestrian crosswalk that meets minimum guidelines, but could definitely be improved and that crossing could be made safer, as well as the intersection as a whole for vehicles pulling out of Arriba onto Hoppersville as well. For that one, funding's not yet in place, but we're looking to identify funding and secure. That's all I had.
No, that's Eric. Thank you for doing that. I'm wondering if you can work with Becky and see if there's even if there are like for completed projects, if you can still photo with the orange and active projects, one photo just with the green and then one with the blue, that we can put on our website so folks can just kind of see it. And it would be nice just to have that someplace easily accessible for them, but then they see the work that has been done, that is being done, that is planned to be done around pedestrian safety. I think that's really, it's a lot of good stuff here, and I thought that you probably were going to have a really good story to tell, but really good. And now that it's all together, it really is a good story that we can tell. We should try to tell that. So, if you can coordinate with Becky, that would be very helpful.
Sure.
But thank you for putting all that together. Mm-hmm. All right, Mr. Emmerich.
First of all, I'd like to tell you, watching the screen, it is so nice to see a screen that's clear and crisp. And how's the view back there, Mike? I don't have anything. I feel like I'm forgetting something, but I don't have anything more tonight in my head anyway.
No, that's fine. Mr. Chrisman, Township Manager.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Just want to thank Bob Piccolo for being here tonight. It's always my thing. But honestly, I do want to thank Bob and his crew. As you know, there's a lot of rain that's been going on in the community the last couple of weeks. Grass is growing out of control. So Bob and his team doing a great job keeping all of our turf in check around the township. As you know, we have a lot of open spaces that they maintain, and Public Works does a great job for us. And I just want to thank Bob and everything he does, because he is the true turf doctor in this township. So anyway, thanks Bob. Thanks everybody in Public Works.
Very good. Thank you, Mr. Chrisman. This is the end of departmental reports, the last visitor of the public comment session. So, anyone wishing to come to the podium this time, same rules as for the first time. All right. Seeing as no one has come forward, we'll close this session of visitor public comment, and that will take us to the last item, which is adjournment. Do we have a motion?
So moved. So moved.
Moved by Mrs. Nutt to adjourn. Is there a second?
Second.
Seconded by Mr. Corrado. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? We are none. The ayes have it. The meeting is adjourned.